Thank you, Marty, for everybody here. Good morning. So my name is Ben. I'm a compulsive overeater. I wrote a bunch of stuff down so I could, because I'm a creative, right? And so I might be reading and elaborating on what I speak about today. So happy to be here. And let's start off with the Serenity Prayer to calm myself and bring you into my compulsive world. Hopefully inspire somebody here with hope and joy. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thy will, not mine, be done. First, I want to wish OA Footsteps a happy, big happy birthday. Thank you to Alex and the founders of for your service. I would be in a world of hurt without the center group. It's so cool that I can pop on a meeting and see some faces around the different groups. Very cool. Good morning, or good to be here, family. When one person recovers in this group, we all recover. This is a we program. Let me give you a tiny intro. Again, my name is Ben, and I'm a compulsive overeater, happily in recovery, one day at a time. My story will be in three chapters. Chapter one, the history of food. Chapter two, my eating disorder, finding OA. And chapter three, Hope, Fellows, Tools, and Abstinence. Again, grateful to be here. So my history of food, chapter one. I always love food, sugar and processed food. More pleasure than fuel. Grew up with a Chinese mom and an all-American dad in middle-class America. Moved around a lot because of the military. Grew up swimming at age 10. I never had a weight problem growing up, but I am pretty sure my eating habits were formed in childhood and developed as I aged into my adult years. So I swam all the way through college on scholarship, nothing special, somewhere in the middle, nothing, top of the age. I started our family at around 30 years old. We kept loving food too much, but I didn't have swimming to keep the weight at bay anymore. I started gaining weight gradually, getting my dad bod, and I didn't care. I blew up to about 250 pounds, A1C climbing gradually through the years. Chapter two. In my 40s, around 2016, I started a weight loss journey. This is the or it could be a midlife crisis. I'm not really sure what it was, but this is the start of my disorder. So I started. This might trigger some people. Just know that this is my journey, and I hope to help as I share. So I started looking for ways to lose weight to get that body that I had back in college. So I started going on YouTube, finding different fitness gurus, right? Those people that really don't share what's going on in the outside or on the inside, but just on the outside. They have a good body. So that's what I wanted. I ended up fasting and binging journey that led me down a dark hole of not being healthy, binging excessively from starving myself. I lost 50 pounds, but my health was bad. So I would fast and then I would binge on junk food and not very good. Leading my body to prediabetes. To this day, I still have lingering effects of my disordered eating behavior, and thanks to OA, I am recovering. So some of these drownings of my eating disorder, the struggles that I have gone through, we all have those stories. Eating out of the trash, eating my daughter's sleepover goodies and lying about it, hiding the drive-through evidence. Let's see, hiding my junk food in places no one will look. So I have something to show you guys. I have my scale with my higher power, my tape measure was my higher power, and these journals that I kept of my weight loss and were my higher power. Pretty sick illness. Lot of disordered eating. Almost getting in car accidents because of because of eating, almost passing out from a sugar binge while driving. So they say drunk driving is dangerous, but passing out on food while you're driving is just the same. So in the 2000 in the summer of 2021, binging for weeks and not stopping anytime soon. I knew I could die from this disease because it is progressive and lethal, and I was fully in it. So, chapter three, hope and tools. So, I came to OA on my knees begging for some kind of relief from this misery. I started listening and found my tribe. I often ask myself why these people are so happy, why you guys are so happy, and I would often binge while watching fellows talk, and or right after I would share right after a binge. I believe in higher powers, miracles, and I believe in July of 2021, God gave me a small miracle of finding OA. Without it, my life would be in the ditch, and I would be further into the disease of my food. So I started attending meetings. I shared a couple times, heart beating so fast. Kind of like it is now, because people were listening to me, and that I had to say, and I kept coming back. Not sure how I came across Creative Reprieve, but it happened on Tiny Miracle again with God, but it led me here. I would share my little writings, Ben Koo's knitting art, because we had meditative time that I could do these fun things. I started giving service more and running meetings. HP gave me another tiny miracle of calling me to do a Meditation Monday meeting at 8 p.m. on this platform. Hearing your shares, seeing your beautiful faces every day, really getting to know the fellows of OA helps me get out of my food. That is a power greater than me. I'm not perfect. I had a couple relapses in my journey since being here, and I dropped my sponsor and picked her back up, and we're working on step four currently. I give her, my meal plan and meet every week. Life goes on even as you recover. It's how you deal with life that has changed. My dad and his stage four cancer really speaks to where I am in my recovery. Without OA, I would be binging all day because of my dad and his illness. Letting go and letting God. Instead of stuffing my feelings down with food, I no longer weigh myself. Use a tape measure or journal on my weight loss. Food is not comfort to me anymore. Food is fuel for my body, mind, and spirit. I have food neutrality now. I have power to say no to my alcoholic foods. I have 52 days of abstinence that I will not let go anytime soon because I feel free, at peace. My abstinence is not to binge. Biggest thing to come out of all this is to get my family back. I get to stay in the present moment and actually be with my people instead of the food. I will close by saying a couple words that come to me, and some of you know this exercise that I do sometimes in the meetings. Some words that come to me when I think of Creative Reprieve Group, my home group. Sorry. Emotional. My safe place and my place of serenity. Sorry. Okay. You can close your eyes and feel the words that come out of my mouth. Feel the experience. Dive deep inside yourself and envision the freedom of OA. So here we go. Family. Welcome, newcomers. Creativity. Higher power. Shares. Service. Vulnerability. Miracles. No crosstalk. Knitting. Coloring. Painting. Blackout poetry, haikus, ceramics, essays, poems, TikTok videos, Legos, friendly fellows, washi tape, DJ Frida M, stickers, earrings, writing books, abstinence. The quote, "You can go ahead, my buddy." The car park, candlelight, topic Tuesday, and body image meetings. A coffee house, keep coming back. It works if you work it, and you are worth it. And finally, love. Lots and lots of love. Thank you for letting me share.